The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2020. On the podcast today, Andrew Newland, founder and chief executive officer of Angle PLC, AGL, ticker there. And Andrew discusses recent news and the outlook for the business. Also on the podcast, Lawrence Reed, Executive Director of Europa Metals, EUZ. And Lawrence discusses their recent assay results from their lead, zinc, silver project in Spain. And as always, I have two lists for you. The top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. And the top five most liked RNSs too. By the way, you can see top 10 versions of both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Are you tired of missing news about stock market companies you follow? The Vox Markets app helps investors stay ahead by making sure you never miss an important update. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Newland, founder and chief executive officer of Angle PLC. AGL is the ticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Nice to join you.
Yeah, I've heard a bit about your company, but for people not familiar or new to the podcast, Andrew, can you just explain what Angle, the business, is all about, please?
Yes, of course. Our business is focused on cancer diagnostics. That means the detection of cancer and also driving treatment decisions to make sure that patients have the best possible outcome. And we've developed something called a liquid biopsy, which enables repeat biopsying of the cancer to personalise treatment.
I see. And could you explain, you talk in your recent news about the Parsortix system. How does that work? What is that? Explain that if you could.
Yeah, so Parsortix is our lead system, and it's a microfluidic system which is capable of separating cancer cells from blood. The reason that's important is because cancer spreads via the blood circulation system. So a patient might start with breast cancer, and then her disease would spread, and ultimately patients who die of cancer die of the spread of their cancer. At least over 90% of them die of metastasis, and that is where the cancer spreads from the original primary site, in my example, breast cancer. It will then spread to other locations such as the brain, the bone, the lungs, and the liver. It does, and it makes this transition from one location to another via cancer cells leaving the primary tumor, the breast, and traveling in the bloodstream. Now, these cancer cells are available in the blood, but there are very small numbers of them. So perhaps one cancer cell in 1,000 million blood cells. Mm-hmm. Now, the key here is that our microfluidic technology can separate those cancer cells from the blood cells, and that means that they can then be analyzed. And the reason that's important is because it enables a repeat biopsy. Because if you think about it, every cancer patient, if they can access the tumor, they will have a tissue biopsy. That means cut a little bit of cancer out and investigate that to work out how to treat the patient. And the problem is that cancer changes over time, and there's a need to repeat the biopsy. But of course, you cannot go back and repeat the tissue biopsy, because by that time, the cancer has been cut out. The woman has had a mastectomy or a lumpectomy. So we're revolutionizing the way that cancer is treated by enabling repeat biopsies to make sure patients can get the correct treatment at the right time.
Understood. And what indications are you currently working towards, and how far through the development curve are you with them?
Well, our technology, Parsortix, has got a very wide application, and leading cancer centres around the world have demonstrated that this system works with over 23 different cancer types. And in fact, so far, it's worked with every single cancer type that's been tried. Obviously, with that wide range of potential, as a mid-sized company, we have to be very careful and focused with our resources. So we're picking off individual disease conditions one by one. And the two lead conditions that we're focused on are breast cancer, where we're progressing a number of studies, and ovarian cancer. But in due course, we want to spread the application of the system to every cancer type.
Yeah. And what's next steps, next news, next milestones you're heading towards?
Well, the big areas of development that the company is working on are in breast cancer. We're seeking to get an FDA clearance. Now, FDA is the American Food and Drug Administration, and they're responsible for regulating medical diagnostic products. You need such a clearance in order to be able to sell a medical diagnostic product for use in the United States. And it happens that the FDA clearance, the United States clearance, is a deemed global standard. So everywhere in the world, it is respected that if you have an FDA clearance, then your system has been properly tested and really does what it says on the tin. Now, in our space, this liquid biopsy space, the idea of getting cancer material from blood for analysis, there is no FDA-cleared platform at all for harvesting cancer cells for subsequent analysis. We're hoping to be the first one, and we've been working towards that now for over 4 years. We had a very important pre-submission meeting with the FDA in January, and as a result of that, we're in the preparation of an FDA de novo submission, and we're hoping to get an FDA clearance later in this year. Obviously, it's dependent entirely on FDA review and clearance procedures, but we've done a tremendous amount of work involved in that. We've run over 10,000 samples through our system as part of our trial work to do that. And in the other area, I mentioned that we had two areas that we were progressing proactively, brain and ovarian. And in ovarian cancer, we've already completed two 200-patient studies to demonstrate the performance of our system in detecting ovarian cancer. And we've got a third and a clinical verification study, which is in progress, being run in the United States by the University of Rochester Wilmot Cancer Center, of 200 patients who are undiagnosed for ovarian cancer but have got an abnormal pelvic mass that needs surgery. And that study is due to report in the middle of this year, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to offer that as a ovarian cancer test by the end of 2020. So we've got a tremendous amount of active progress going on in ANGLE right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you heard some significant news out on Tuesday. Can you explain the significance of this this brain metastasis that you released, please?
Yes. So we already sell the Parsortix system for research use, and we've got some of the absolute top researchers, cancer researchers in the world, are using our Parsortix system for investigative work. And in fact, one of the key opinion leaders in Europe, which is the Hamburg Eppendorf University, mm-hmm. they're world renowned for their cancer research, and particularly in the field of liquid biopsy. They're a customer, and they've been using our system to do various analyses. And one of them is some breakthrough work that they've just had in a peer-reviewed publication. And this showed that there was a protein on the circulating tumor cells, the cancer cells that are captured with Parsortix, mm-hmm. which essentially is the same, it's called ALCAM. It's the same protein that is found on brain metastasis cells in lung cancer. So lung cancer, unfortunately, is a very dangerous disease, and it's got a high mortality rate. And many patients die from brain metastasis, which means the spread of the cancer into the brain. And of course, if you want to do a biopsy to investigate how to treat those patients, you can't do it if you're talking about a brain metastasis, because cutting into a patient's brain is obviously extremely dangerous. It would be much, much better if you could find a liquid biopsy alternative. And in a nutshell, that's what Hamburg Eppendorf announced, is that with the Parsortix system, they could get hold of circulating tumor cells out of the patient blood just by a simple blood test, and they could find out the same information that they want to look for with a brain biopsy just from this simple blood test. So hopefully this will unlock the potential to improve the treatment of these cancer patients. So it was well first, because nobody else had demonstrated this capability before. And it opens up yet another opportunity for the Parsortix system in the future. In this case, the work was done in lung cancer. It's quite a substantial study. 143 primary tumors and brain metastasis were studied in this work. They did the work in lung, but they've also noted that the same thing applies to multiple other cancer types that can spread into brain metastasis. So we're excited by that, and it opens up yet more opportunities for our Parsortix system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, I couldn't have you on in this time, in this day and age, without asking you about the coronavirus. It seems everyone has been affected in some way or other. Have you seen any effects from it?
Well, at the top level, obviously, our work is involved in the treatment of cancer, and it's not obviously not at all related to coronavirus. And regardless of what happens with coronavirus, there is a very strong global need for our product. Mm-hmm. But obviously, there are a number of impacts that we need to be wary of. At the moment, we don't have a problem with too many of our staff going sick, but obviously that could be a risk. We have seen two major cancer conferences have just been cancelled. The SGO conference, which is a big gynae-oncology conference, and the AACR, which is arguably the largest cancer research conference in the world, has also just been cancelled last night. And we had a number of presentations at that. So obviously it's disappointing that these aspects happen. The most important thing, however, is obviously the impact on financial markets.
Yeah.
And I'm very pleased to say that Angle has a very strong cash position. We raised quite a lot of capital and have got very supportive investors. And we currently have cash to support the business right the way through to the summer of 2021. So we have plenty of resources to ride out the storm if indeed it turns into a storm. At the moment, of course, it isn't. So we're keeping a watchful eye on it. But we've got a lot of priorities to deliver in terms of our own business, and that's where we're really focused.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, Andrew, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of the progress you're making there at Angle, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit the follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Every patient's cancer is different and it changes over time. It's essential to try and provide information on the current status of cancer. That is not currently possible. Our Parsortix liquid biopsy will enable that and has therefore global application in every type of cancer and has the potential to transform cancer care in the future. That's the first thing. The second thing is that to get such a product adopted, you need regulatory clearance. We're on track to be the first ever FDA-cleared platform. In the first case, that will be in breast cancer, but we tend to expand it into other cancer types in the future. And that's on track for FDA clearance by the end of the year, all going well. And the third thing is, although the liquid biopsy market has been estimated by many parties to be a very, very large-scale market for the future, for example, Frost and Sullivan believe the market we're addressing will be worth $100 billion per year, so that's every year, and that's just in the United States. Despite that, the competition is primarily focused on a service-based approach. So, in other words, they can get blood tests and they can run them in a lab. But what they don't have is a product which can be sold to hospitals around the world. And that's what's needed. And that's what Angle offers. Those are my 3 points for you.
Excellent. Andrew, good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
That was a pleasure, Justin. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Lawrence Reed, Executive Director of Europa Metals. EUZ is the ticker there. Lawrence, thanks for joining me.
Hey, how you doing, Justin?
Good, thanks. Now, you've had some assay results out for the holes you've drilled, and it seems like you're pretty pleased with them, and we'll dig into that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Lawrence, if someone's listening not familiar with Europa Metals, could you just summarise what it's about, please, the business?
We've got an advanced project, lead, zinc, silver, in Europe, which is a politically stable jurisdiction. And I think we're one of the most advanced projects of its type in terms of resource, the amount of met that we've got. And it's a project that can be taken up and I think put into production within a relatively small time frame for a relatively small amount of capex with what we think are going to be high returns. So we're looking at producing a project which has margins, not just aimlessly taking stone out of the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so these assay results, and as I'm looking right now, the share price is moving upwards, which is good. So holes TOD 24 and 25, take us through the results, if you could.
Well, essentially, what we've been doing up to this point is we've been putting drill holes in, but we've been using lots of the historic data, which has really high grades. but we didn't actually have any of our own, which is fine because the competent person signed it off, etc. But what you have today, Justin, is you have the first time Europa have intersected a really massive high-grade zone of lead, zinc, silver. Mm-hmm. And you can see that in the overall intersections within TOD25, and you can see it in that specific part of TOD25 in which you get the real bumper results. And actually, I mean, before the call, you were asking me how we go through the process. Well, mm-hmm. part of the process was actually delayed a couple of days. Because we had to go back to the labs and they had to recalibrate the upper detection limit to higher, and then retest the assays again, which is a problem we can deal with. And we thought it was probably a delay that the shareholders would forgive us for.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got the results. What's happening next then, Lawrence? What's the next bit of the project?
Well, what's next is we're going to take these results, but also we're going to take the core that we've retrieved. And you would have seen from some of the pictures I posted today mm-hmm. that we've got big, thick, wide core, and you'll see a reference for that in the announcement. And what that allows us to do, it allows us to take lots of samples, metal heavy samples, and after we've received the results from the current metallurgical testing program, which you know's results coming out soon, which will give us a lot more information looking at deleterious elements and doing a lot more advanced flow testing. What we're probably going to do is we're going to look at all the factors, and then we're probably going to be doing some more work using that metal heavy core and looking at how that reacts under further conditions in terms of the process flow sheet. What we're not going to do is we're not going to go and run out. We don't need to suddenly start drilling and drilling and drilling right away. We don't need to be wasting money right away on that, or indeed doing a resource update right away, which may sound odd, but we're getting to know the resource very well. We've already got a good portion of indicated, and we're really thinking very carefully about where the maximum value to the trial projects and also Europa can be spent. And we think it's on this metallurgical design process and keeping to optimizing it and just really being able to demonstrate how much money we can make out of concentrates from Tyrol.
Yeah. And what's it like at the moment? What's the environment like? Of course, we're in a very volatile time. You've got coronavirus, you know, coming from China and everywhere else being hit, and everything's sort of on lockdown in Europe. What's it like there? I mean, are you talking to people? Are they receptive?
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, what particularly struck me is, general market coronavirus, etc. It's the turmoil is obvious. Don't need me to comment on it. I do think looking at the BMO conference that was on last month and having a look at Tech's presentation on zinc's really interesting. So it's really more of the same, which is, you know, don't believe us, go and do your homework. That I think zinc is going to be in supply deficit, and I do think projects in politically stable regions able to ship consistently and get into production quickly with a good saleable concentrate with low contaminants are going to be the ones to be sought out. When that translates into the recognition of the share price, I have no idea at this current point. But if you look at all the graphs, look at all the data and all the predictions, it really moves towards either European market securing metals for industry, or China, which needs to increasingly move to a blend model. Now it's shut down lots of its more polluting, not just zinc mines, but also zinc smelters as well. And what they're going to be needing to do is taking more and more purer concentrate and blending it with their lower grade stuff to drive up smelter efficiencies and just generally make it cleaner. So fascinating time. I think we've got the right metal at the right place. The silver is really exciting as well. She'll be reporting to the lead, and again, we'll be doing more work and announcing a bit more on that shortly, I hope. When does it turn into share price? Don't know. It's the big question.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do much about the share price, really, can you? All you can do is deliver on that, you know, on that project. Okay, well, Lawrence, as always, if someone's listening right now and likes the sound of the progress you're making there but are not yet following the story, just give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, I forget mine. If you want to get into metals, if you think metals and deficit is an interesting story, go and look at the tech presentation from the BMO conference. Have a look what they're saying about lead zinc. And then come and have a look at Europa and what we've got in terms of lead zinc in comparison to that presentation. And then perhaps have a look around at some of our peers and our comparators and see the size of our resource, the amount of work we've done, the fact that we've got indicated and metallurgical first phase test work on recoveries and grade, which are great. And you know that around the corner, we're about to stick out some more metallurgical test work, all on the back of some quite astonishing intersections. Plus, we got another intersection of copper, which is interesting, continues to interesting. So it's in the system. There is also copper, which is not yet in the resource, and that's something for the future. But it's an exciting project. It's there, and it's in a politically stable country. And what we're looking at is potentially a premium product producer.
Marvellous stuff. Lawrence, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks, Justin.
OK, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. At five, it's Way Education, up 9.4% today, 18.6 pence. Of course, Way is an online educator, and people are saying we could be moving towards that, you know, homeschooling if coronavirus takes a hold in this country. At four, Vodafone Group, down 2.58% at 118. At three, Novasic SAS, of course, is down 9.7% to £1.02. They're the company that does those coronavirus test kits, I believe. At two, Greatland Gold, GGP, up 11.3%. And of course, gold. The Bank of England reduced rates, then gold is a safe haven. People are rushing towards that. And number one, most followed company is Tizian Life Sciences, and I believe they've released some news on the, related to coronavirus, up 220% to 102.5 pence. Wow. 221%. Okay, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. At five, Way Education trading update. I missed that. Or someone's liked that from previously, I think. That's what it is. They've been coming back to do some research. That was the 25th. At four, Infrastrata, confirmation of EU 1.3 million grant for a claim payment. At three, United Oil and Gas, clarification of Nostrum Oil and Gas press release. At two, Europa Metals, assay results, Torol project, Spain, of course. I was chatting to Lawrence on the podcast. And number one, it's Greatland Gold, further outstanding drill results from the Havieran project. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Much appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.